And we're back on WFAL. This is the Bob Waffle Show, and today we're discussing gun control. By now, you know my views. I don't think I could be any clearer. The last caller convinced me the right to bear arms in this country is our Second Amendment right. As he said, if it was good enough for our forefathers, then by God, it's good enough for both him and Bob Waffle. This country had to fight with guns for its independence. And thanks to, the opinion of every other caller on the show today, that these liberal pinko commie bastards, also known as every other caller on the show today, we need guns today to defend ourselves from intruders. The Democrats fight to give second chances, too. Well, I will protect myself and my family. And if society has decayed to the point that I need a gun to do it, then you better bet your sweet bippy there will be a gun at Bob Waffle's house. And another thing, anyone who thinks they can try to take it from me will have to pry it from the grip of my dead fingers. Let's go to the phone lines. Mitch in Avondale, you're on the Bob Waffle Show.
Yeah, Bob, I'm listening to you, and I can't believe how one-sided you are on this issue. I mean, did you ever stop to think of the potential consequences of having a gun in the house? It only takes one time, Bob, for maybe your son to grab it and accidentally shoot someone or even himself. I mean, come on, Bob, admit it, you're wrong.
You know what? You got a point. Bob Waffle can admit when he hasn't thought an issue through completely. As a matter of fact, you've flat-talked me into it, caller. I'm going to do a 180 on this gun thing, and I thank you very much.
All right, then. That's more like it. Oh, and before I go, one more thing. Just want to let you know, I'm a first-time listener, absolutely hated the show today, and am presently drafting a petition to have you removed from the airwaves. Thanks for the time, jerk-off.
And thank you for the call. Well, I guess that's all the time we have today. In closing, the gun control debate will continue to rage with or without my humble opinion. But this is one talk show host who's clearly seen the light. What need are there for guns in a decent society besides huntings for mean-spirited cowards? For my producer, Eddie Rogers, I'm Bob Waffle, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Clear!
All right, good show, everybody. Nice job, Ed. Like the way you work today. Oh, by the way, love your bright orange hat. It goes well with the camouflage jacket of yours. Real snappy. Good stuff.
Bob, how could you say that about hunters? I thought we were going hunting after the show today.
Well, let's go then. What are you waiting for? Let's do it if you want to.
Bob, you just called hunters mean-spirited cowards.
And that was wrong of me. I'll admit that.
I'm not a mean-spirited coward, Bob. You ignorant douchebag. I hunt for sport, man, to help the environment by thinning the deer population. Don't you know there's not enough food out there for all those deer? If we don't kill some of them, they'll die.
When you're right, Ed. Let me get my rifle. We've got some deer to kill, my boy.
Hell yeah.
All right. Oh, hey, Georgianne.
Hey, Bob.
Beautiful day today, huh?
Are you kidding me? It's 109 degrees with 83% humidity, you shithead.
I stand corrected. Well, make the best of it, Georgianne. Oh, hey, Ralph, how about this heat wave we're having, huh?
It's August in Arizona, Bob. What the hell did you expect? If you don't like it, move to Canada, you whiny puss.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. This is my kind of weather. It's why I moved here. Heck, fire. We should have some chili for lunch. What do you say, you and me, huh, buddy?
In hell I will. Chili sucks.
Damn straight it does. I'll see you, Ralph. Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, Bob.
So, what's the talk around the water cooler today?
Greg and I were just checking out the new sales girl, Heidi. What do you think, Bob?
Wow, terrific boobs.
Gross. Are you kidding me, Waffle? Jensen here likes her ass. I can maybe see that. But her boobs? Her chest looks like that old brain on drugs ad, man.
Well, I was just saying they're nice for a man. But for a woman, I'm totally with you, boys. Hey, who's got some maple syrup, huh? Heidi brought in flapjacks to work, right, fellas?
Excuse me?
Uh-oh, see ya, Bob.
Did you just say something about my breasts, pervert?
No.
Yes, you did. You said, who's got some maple syrup? Heidi's brought flapjacks to work, didn't you?
Yes.
My first day on the job, you don't even introduce yourself before you start making fun of my chest.
Bob Waffle. Good to meet you.
Hell it is.
You're right. You're kind of a high-strung bitch.
I most certainly am not.
I couldn't agree more.
And to think, I landed you a spokesperson deal with Miller Lite. Well, you can forget about that now.
Are you sure?
I love Miller Lite. Tastes great.
Less filling. God, Bob.
Well, you're right about that. Less filling, of course. My bad. I wasn't thinking. I don't know. I'm talking out of my ass, I suppose.
My guess is you don't even like Miller Lite.
Yep, kind of a Bud man.
Unbelievable.
Can hardly believe it myself. Okay, if that's all, I'm going to go do some deer hunting with Ed.
Hey, Bob, I hope you're not deer hunting with Ed today.
Nope, wouldn't even think of it.
Come with me then, Dildo.
Yes, sir, boss, sir. I'm Bob Waffle, and I am at your service.